Chapter 9. Go to the River. They ran back to the hostel. Just as they arrived, the horses kicked down the stable doors and galloped into the streets. The children jumped out of their way just in time.
Look!
Said Robert, pointing to the sky. The wind blew hot ash and bits of burning wood into the air. These landed on roofs and set them on fire. Hot ash fell onto the hay near the stables. Soon the stables were on fire too. Now there was noise everywhere. The wind howled and bells rang. The children ran into the hostel and woke Toby's mother. They helped her onto the cart.
We must go to the river, she said. It'll be safer there. But first, I want to take a last look at our house.
The children pushed the cart. It took a long time to reach Pudding Lane because everyone else was going in the other direction. When they arrived, they saw that the whole lane was now on fire. The thick smoke made them cough. They turned and headed for the river. Toby's mother tried to get off the cart, but she was too weak to walk. The wind blew smoke, ash, and burning hay and wood all about them. Carts full of furniture and people headed along the streets to the river. People pushed, shoved, and argued. They were frightened. They reached Thames Street, but the road to the bridge was blocked.
We must go to the river another way, said Lucy. Soon the bridge will be on fire.
We can go down one of the alleys, said Toby.
They pushed the cart along Thames Street away from the fire. The alleys were narrow and full of people trying to find another way to the river. At last, they reached Black Raven Alley.
I can see the river, said Toby. Let's go down here and look for a boat. Our Uncle Oliver lives near the river. We can row there and stay with him. Come on!
They pushed the cart down the dark, smelly alley. At the riverbank, they stopped. People were walking through thick mud to reach the water. The river was full of boats carrying people and their things. Furniture floated on the water, and some of it was on fire.
The river's very smelly, said Lucy.
She held her nose with her fingers.
There's no time to worry about that, said Toby. Let's see if we can find a boat.
The boys left the girls to look after Toby's mother. They ran up and down the muddy riverbank to try and find an empty boat. But all the boats were full.